This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba terms intra-party competition as a beauty of democracy. 6 people rescued after being swept away by a river at Malebagar in Tanahu. And Storm Ida death toll climbs to 45 across 4 northeast states in United States. Now, the news in detail. The municipal ward-level convention under the 14th General Convention of the Nepali Congress is beginning from today. The Nepali Congress Central Election Committee has said the ward-level convention of the party will be held in 56 districts where active membership-related disputes have been sorted out. Congress spokesperson Biswa Prakash Sharma says even in the other remaining districts, the roster of the active membership of the party would be published soon. He also said municipal level convention of the party would be completed by the 12th of September. The party's central convention has been set for the 25th to 29th of November. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel has pleaded to present a common candidate for the post of Congress president in the party's upcoming general convention. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba, who is also the president of Nepali Congress, has said that internal competition inside the party was the beauty of democracy, issuing a video message to the party cadres on the beginning of Nepali Congress's village municipal ward convention starting today. Deuba said that healthy competition would strengthen the entire party's organization's root, thus ensuring the functioning of the democracy on every individual, stating that Nepali Congress has proved itself a leading force in the democratic exercise. Deuba has argued that Nepali Congress was also in front of the party's internal democracy. Prime Minister Deuba has argued that it was necessary to strengthen Nepali Congress to institutionalize Federal Democratic Republic, adding that people have well understood the fact that country's development was possible only from a well-organized Nepali Congress. Maoist Central Standing Committee is meeting today. The meeting will be held at the party's central office in Paris Tada at 2:30 p.m. to discuss recent political development, party's election procedure and internal activities of the party. The Moglin-Narayangarh road section has remained obstructed from 7:50 this morning after a landslide occurred at 5 kilo area of Ichhakamana municipality. With the obstruction, the vehicular movement along the highway has come to halt. Likewise, the Siddhartha Highway has been blocked due to a landslide at Pokhara 22 Ghumti. The landslide near Gauri Shankar Dairy in Pumdikot has blocked the highway, leaving the passengers stranded. Meanwhile, the Helambu Highway has been obstructed due to landslide. A landslide at Rato Poharo area of Phatakshila in Melamchi Municipality 13 has obstructed the vehicular movement along the highway. 6 people have been rescued after being swept away by a river at Malebagar in Bhimad Municipality 6 of Tanahu District today. A Bolero jeep heading towards Bhimad from Giring was swept away while crossing the river. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office Tanahu, Yuvraj Timalsina, a woman, 4 men and a child were in the jeep. He said there was no loss of life in the incident, but the jeep was submerged in the water. In the river. Similarly, 5 people died and 3 others are missing in different incidents of landslides in Parbat district. Two people were found dead and 3 others of a single family went missing in a landslide occurred at Durlung of Kusma Municipality 3 following a heavy rain last night. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. Chances of heavy rainfall is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. U.S. President Joe Biden has said historic investment is needed to deal with the climate crisis as the Northeast reels from flash flooding and tornadoes that have killed at least 45 people. The president said the U.S. is facing climate-related destruction across the country and tackling it is a matter of life and death. New York City and New Jersey saw unprecedented levels of rainfall. President Biden has declared an emergency in both New Jersey and New York, enabling both states to receive federal funding to support local disaster relief efforts. Heavy fighting is reported between Taliban forces and resistance militants in Afghanistan's Panjshir Valley. The Taliban said they had taken some territory and inflicted heavy losses on the National Resistance Front, NRF. But the NRF said it had control of all entrances of the valley and the Taliban had lost hundreds of fighters. Panjshir is the only province that had not fallen to the Islamist group and thousands of opposition fighters are believed to have massed there. The resistance, which includes former Vice President Amrullah Saleh, former Afghan Security Forces members and local militias, is led by local tribal leader Ahmad Massoud. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called on his officials to deal with food supply issues and highlighted the danger of climate change. Mr. Kim said that the danger of climate change had become higher in recent years, adding that urgent action needed to be taken. Apart from the damage caused by the natural disasters, North Korea's economy has been hit hard by international sanctions as well as border closures and harsh lockdowns to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Earlier this week, the United Nations said North Korea had rejected an offer of almost 3 million COVID-19 jabs. A spokesperson said the country had asked that the shots be relocated to harder-hit nations in view of global vaccine shortages. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa terms intra-party competition as a beauty of democracy. Six people rescued after being swept away by a river at Malebagar in Tanahu and Storm Ida that told climbs to 45 across four northeast states in United States. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.